This Shabbos is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. A few times a year you have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So in the Musaf Dikei Shmoneh Esrei, instead of saying the regular Dikanta Shabbos, we say Ata Yatzarta on the bottom of the line. And then in the concluding paragraph,
why is there a special, why don't they just insert in the regular like we do every other time?
It's a whole different nusach, yeah, instead of just inserting. So it would lead one to believe that it's not just that you have Rosh Chodesh superimposed on top of Shabbos. It's if it's a new Kedusha Sayyim of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh hyphenated. It's a new thing. That's a question. Is that so? Do the two blend in to be one new Kedusha Sayyim of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh? And they say, no, it happens to be Shabbos, happens to be Rosh Chodesh, happens to be Bosav. In fact, I think they say Rabbi Hutna brought that right. From the fact that you have a totally different nusach, instead of just adding on things in the parentheses, it would lead one to believe that it's a new type of a Kedusha Sayyim. There's a shayla, the Gemara has a whole discussion about when you recite Hallel, which Yom Tov you recite Hallel, when not. The Gemara in Erech and Daf Yudam and Beis. So the Gemara says, the way the Ramban interprets the Gemara, that Hallel is reciting Hallel is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. So the Gemara asks, how come we don't say Hallel on Shabbos, every Shabbos? So the Gemara says, it's not called Moed. So the Ramban says, what do you mean it's not called Moed? There's no Chiyuv Simcha on Shabbos. On Yontif there's a Chiyuv Simcha. On Shabbos there's no Simcha. The Haraya, that when one is in Shiva, Shloshim, and it comes Yontif, so Yontif cancels the Shiva, Yontif cancels the Shloshim. Shabbos doesn't cancel Shiva, Shloshim. So one might have said Shabbos doesn't cancel because you never have Shiva, you never have Shloshim. Every week there's a Shabbos, that's why. But that's not the official reason. Tosis there on the Gemara said the official reason why Shabbos doesn't cancel Avelus and Yantav does, because on Shabbos there's no Chiyav Simcha. On Yantav there's a Chiyav Simcha, so Simcha and Avelus are retired to the Sasri. And Shabbos, there's no Chiyav Simcha. Why do we say Yismachu B'malchuzcha? So that's a big question that a lot of Achrayim talk about. So they actually had a whole explanation why. So so the Gemara says, why don't you say Hallel every single Shabbos? Gemara says, no, no Chiyuv Simcha on Shabbos, and Hallel is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Then the Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. So why don't you say Hallel? What do you mean Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed? So the Ramban, so Rashi has a strange plot. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah, the Ramban says, Rosh Chodesh there's a Chiyuv Simcha. Where do you say there's a Chiyuv Simcha? So the Tur in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh quotes from the Geonim that the Pasuk in Chumash says, Uyam Simchascha v'mo'adechem Rosh Hashechem v'skaita mechatzoitzu. It's a Pasuk in Parshas Bahaloischa. So since it puts together Yam Simchas v'mo'adechem Rosh Hashechem v'skaita mechatzoitzu, you see from that Pasuk that there is a Chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Chodesh also. So the Gemara asks, "Nu, so if Rosh Chodesh has a Chiyuv Simcha, why don't you say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh?" So the Gemara answers, "No, it's not Ikdish Basias Malocha. You're allowed to do Malocha on Rosh Chodesh. What does Hallel have to do with Malocha? What's the connection with Hallel between Hallel and Malocha?" So the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs writes a Loshen. The relevance of the Kedusha Sayyam of Rosh Chodesh is only in the Beis Hamikdash from Musaf. On Yom Tovim, we say Yom Tov has a Kedusha Sayyim with respect to Nisa Malocha all over the world, with respect to sitting in Sukkah, eating Matzah, Mitzvah Sayyim, special Mitzvah Sayyim, Kibbut, Oinek, and then with respect to Musafim. So the relevance of Kedusha Shabbos, Kedusha Yom Tov, is relevant in the Beis HaMikdash with respect to the Musafim, but it's relevant all over the world also with respect to Nisa Malocha and the other Mitzvah Sayyim. But Rosh Chodesh, the whole relevance of the Kedusha Sayyim is only in the Mikdash. Chutz l'Mikdash, the Kedusha Sayyim is irrelevant. So that's how the Ramban interprets. The Rosh Chodesh le'igdish basiyas malocha means that the Bigvulin, it's not relevant. From the Ramban, it would appear that that's what it sounds like from the Ramban. In the Beis HaMikdash, they did recite Hallel. Just chutzla Beis HaMikdash, it didn't say al. But in their Beis HaMikdash, since Rosh Chodesh, there's a chiyuv simcha, so to fulfill the simcha, they would recite hal. The simcha saguf, you eat and you drink and you make merry, then the simcha sanefesh, that you recite the halal. So the Gemara says that, but that's the Lashon of Gemara Nerchen. The Rosh Chodesh is not ikdash pasiyas malachim. So Shabbos, you don't say halal because it's not ikri mayim, there's no chiyuv simcha. Rosh Chodesh, you don't say halal because it's not ikdash pasiyas malachim, it's mutim and malachim. So the Sochat Shover Rebbe, the Avnei Nezer, was bothered with the kasha that we recite chatzi halal on Rosh Chodesh, a minig. The Gemara says in the end of Titus that Rav came to Bovel, and the Baal Batim Masach Amaratzim, they were making mistakes on everything. They didn't know. They wanted to be from it. They didn't know any of the dinim. So they were cooking Basa B'cholov. They were Machal Shabbos. They didn't know any of the dinim. So Rav and Shmuel were both in Eretz Yisrael. They moved to Bovel to establish big yeshivas to be Marbit Torah there in Bovel. So Rav found that Baal Batim were making mistakes and everything. So when he came to Bovel, came Rosh Chodesh, he came to the minyan, they started saying halal. He never heard of that minig. There is no such din. You don't have a chuk to say halal. Reciting halal Rosh Chodesh is a minig that started in Bovel. Rav never heard of it. I'd had smicha already from Rav Yudal Nasi. Never heard of the minig. So the Gemara says, in the end of time, he was going to walk over to the Baal Tefillah and tell me, making a mistake, you're not supposed to say halal on Rosh Chodesh. But then, by the time he got close to the Baal Tefillah, he skipped, because on Rosh Chodesh, you're medalek, so he skipped the third paragraph. So why they're skipping? So one kasha for him for the other. So he had to shayf hashtan, and must be it's a minig. So whenever it's only a minig, then you don't say halal shalom, you only say chad, say, oh, okay. So if they have a minig, so he's going to let him say the halal. He was going to be mafsik them, they shouldn't say. If they're making a mistake, they think the mukhif to say halal. But once they're skipping, so they understand themselves that it's only a minig.
What about bracha?
So that's the big machlek, is what they say, bracha, right? So the Rambam's opinion is that you don't say a bracha on a minig. The Gemara says that you recite a bracha when you read the Megillah and when you light Neres Chanukah, even though it's not a mitzvah min haTorah, you still say Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvah Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Asher Vitzivanu Ladig Ner Shel Chanukah. How do you say Vitzivanu? It's only b'derabbanu. The Gemara says even a din derabbanu, you can also say Vitzivanu. But if it's even less than a din derabbanu, it's only a minig. So the Rambam's opinion is that you can't recite a bracha over Chatzi Halal. And the Rambam holds Chatzi Halal on Pesach also. The last days of Pesach is only a minig. The Rambam disagrees. He thinks that Chatzi Halal, the last days of Pesach, is a takana de Rabbanan. But the Rambam says, whenever you say Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh, and on the last days of Pesach, it's only a minig and you can't say a bruch. And the weef to Ashkenazim follow the Rabbin of Tam, that you may recite the bracha when you fulfill a minig, because the Gemara says, you're mechuyib med the Rabbanan to continue to observe a minig. Mitam neder. There are two types of neder. There's a neder not to eat potato chips, a neder I'm not going to go to the wedding, I'm not going to go to the birthday party, whatever that kind, that's nidri harshus. Then there's nidri mitzvah. So nidri, so the Ramban writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs that there's an essay, it says in Parshas Matas, it says by nidri harshus, person takes a neder not to eat the cookies and not to go to the wedding. He's not going to go to, he's angry at someone, takes a neder, he's not going to attend the wedding. So that neder, it says, Kol ha-yetzim epiv yaseh. So that's not a mitzvah saseh, that's an iser saseh. If you violate your neder, you violated an aver. But let's say he took a neder, he's not going to go, his mother-in-law's 95th birthday party. He takes a neder, he's not going to attend. So the mother-in-law's going to be angry. So what he did a mitzvah by not going, he didn't fulfill a mitzvah, he didn't violate an iser. Kol ha-yetzim epiv yaseh has an iser saseh. But the pasuk in Chumash Dvarim, where is it? In Shoftim or Kiseitze, where it says, "Kisei the neder l'Hashem alkecha lo sach l'Hashem." What does it say? "Motzu sach tishma v'yasisa kasher nadarta l'Hashem alkecha nedova kasher dibarta beficha." That's by nidrei mitzvah. That's by nidrei gavoya. He took a neder to bring a korban. He took a neder to give tzedakah. Took a neder to learn daf yomi. Whatever nidrei mitzvah. So there it says, Motzlecha Tishmor, that's a Kiyom Asseh, that's not just an Iser Asseh. The Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. The Rambam says, whenever you have a mitzvah that's repeated in the Chumash a few times, you only count it once in the Minyan Mitzvah. So the Rambam says, the Pasuk in Parshas Matas that says, how does it say? The Parshas Matas, Chol Hayetz Mipiv Yaseh. And the Pasuk in Chumash Dvarim, Kiseitze, I think, When it says matzah secha tishma v'yasisa, that's a repeat of the same mitzvah saseh. So the Rambam says, how is it a repeat? It's not the same. By nidri horishuas, it's an iser aseh. If you eat, you took a neder not to eat the cookies. If you eat the cookies, you violated the essay of kolayetzim p'yaseh. But it's not a kiyum essay. But by nidrei mitzvah, if you mekayim it, then it's a kiyum essay. So the Gemara says, if a person took a person has a minig toiv, person has a minig, or the kiyula has a minig, or a family has a minig. So minig is binding mitam neder. What kind of a neder? Midrabbanan. The Gemara, minig is binding midrabbanan mitam neder. What kind of a neder? Nidrei mitzvah. So nidrei mitzvah is a kiyum essay. So that's why the shita's balei atesis is that you say a bracha when you fulfill a minig. Hadlokas haneres, haner of Yom Kippur. Also, the Mishnah says in Perek Mokm Shenagu, in the middle of Psachim, the whole Perek about Minogim. So the Mishnah says in Mokm Shenagu that Hadlokas haneres, haner of Shabbos Erev Yom Tov, that's a Takanas Chachamim. But Hadlokas haneres, haner of Yom Kippur, since there's no meal, the Iker Takanas Chachamim to bench licht, haner of Shabbos Erev Yom Tov, because you're going to eat food. So you want to have it light that when you eat the meal, you should enjoy it. But on Yom Kippur, nobody eats officially. The Chodim is Kenim, I have to eat it if it's a suffix Sakana. But officially, there's no suit on Yom Kippur, so they never made a Takana of Hadlokas Haneris. But there are Mekaymas, but the minig is that you do light. The Gemara says the minig that you light Neris on Erev Yom Kippur is because one of the Hamishi Inuim is Tashma Shamita. So they used to have the whole apartment was one room. So they would light candles in the bedroom, so they wouldn't be allowed to have Tashem Shamita. You're not allowed to have Tashem Shamita, the Yoran there. And the other Mekaymus, the meaning was Dafka, not to light candles on Erev Yom Kippur, in order that he shouldn't see how good looking his wife is, so he won't have a desire to be with her. They're both, the Gemara said, they're both Minhagim, whether Bedafka, yes, Madlikin, Erev Yom Kippur, Bedafka, ain't Madlikin, Erev Yom Kippur, they're both based on the same idea. You want to have either it should be dark in the house, it should be lit up in the house, that you shouldn't violate the inuyim of Tashma Shamita. So Hadlokas Haner, and Erev Yom Kippur, that's also a machlege. It's only a minik. And so the Mechaber writes, so for the Sfardim, they don't say a bracha. You don't say a bracha when you fulfill a minik. Like Chatzi Hana Rosh Chodesh, they don't say a bracha. And the Ramah says, but Ashkenazim, just like the Rabbi Natam said, that we do recite a bracha, when you recite the Chatzi Halal on Rish Chodesh, and on the last day's Pesach, the last 7 days, the last 6 days of Pesach, so too one would recite a bracha when you madlik the neres on Erev Yom Kippur. Because a minig is binding mitam neder, that's Tosfos Shita. The Gemara is not so clear. The Gemara says, a minig is like a neder. So the Ran in the Dorim, that Pei on the base, quotes the Balei HaTosfos, and that's a whole simon in Yerodeh, at the beginning of Chil Gimel Yerodeh, so I think it's Reish Yudalit. The whole simon is dedicated to that shita's balei atos, that minig is binding mitam neder. When a person observes a minig, or keel observes a minig, it's considered as if they took an midirabbanon, we treat it as if they took a neder ledvar mitzvah to do this midas chasidus. Therefore it's binding midirabbanon, like nidrei mitzvah. So you say a bracha on that. The Rambam has a whole different shita. The Rambam has a tshuva where he writes it explicitly. But even without the tshuva, if you read the Mishnah Torah, you see the same thing. The Rambam holds only minhagi hatzibur are binding because it's a separate isa not to be parished midarki hatzibur. That's a separate isa. The Rambam lists off in Hilchas Tshuva who are the people who don't have olam abo, people who did terrible averus, and one of them is parish min hatzibur. So the Rambam asks on the Rambam, what did he do? Did he worship Avodah Zarah? Was he Mechalel Shabbos? Did he steal money from the Kehillah? What did he do? He's Parish Men HaTzibur. So the Pashta says, no, Parish Men HaTzibur. He observes all the mitzvahs and the Torah. He's a big medactic, but he doesn't join the community. Amach Shabbos Fazich, when he doesn't go to shul, and he does when they have a campaign to raise money, he doesn't have a shaychus with the rest of the community. That itself is an aver, Parish Men HaTzibur. So the Rambam seems to hold that the only minhagim that are binding, that you mechuyev to observe, are minhagi hatzibur, if it's going to be conspicuous and noticeable, that it's not going along, that's parish min hatzibur. It was a minig ha-yochid, the yochid started a minig toiv, and so then the Rambam did not understand that you're obligated to observe it. A minig is binding mitam neder. The Rambam writes in the tshuva, what's pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara says minig is like a neder. So the Rambam writes, There's a Loshen in the Yerushalmi like that. The Yerushalmi says, the Gemara says, Kol anor dekila bon abom. A person takes a nether, it's not proper. We have 613 mitzvahs. Observe the mitzvah. Why do you have to take another nether? Not to eat the cookies, not to eat the potato chips. You're going to die, so don't eat. What do you have to take? What do you have to bind yourself with another mitzvah? The Loshen of the Yerushalmi is, Lo dayecha ma she'asur alecha Torah. Nish genug, but the Torah gave you mitzvahs. You had to take a new shibud, a new obligation to observe additional things. So that's when the Gemara says it's not proper to take a neder. In a certain sense, it smacks from Baltasif. We have 613 mitzvahs in the Torah Shangiruk. What do you have to add on more? But strictly speaking, it's not a violation of Baltasif, the Chumash says. You may take a neder. So that's how the Rambam read the Gemara. And Minig is like a neder in the sense that you're permitted to observe a minig. One might think, a minig is a baltasif. So the Gemara says, no, a minig is like a neder. Just like a neder is, it smacks from baltasif, but strictly speaking, it's permissible to take a neder. So it's permissible to observe a minig, but it's not that it's obligatory. In the Shulchan Aruch, they don't follow that Ram Shulchan Aruch. They write, they quote the Ran B'Shem Balei HaTosis on the Gemara in the Darm Daf Pe'amid Beis, that the Baal Yatayis understood minig is binding b'tam neder. If you have a minig toiv, so the Baal Yachal midirabonim. That's how the Gemara Daf Tezvav in the Dorm says. Where do you have Baal Yachal midirabonim? Where do you have a neder midirabonim? So the Gemara says, if you have a minig, a person has a minig toiv, so it's binding as if he had taken just like nidre heg deshachal b'machshav, usually a neder you need levate b'sosayim. Kol ha-shei bate odem mishvo, you have to pronounce it with your lips. If you made up your mind that you're gonna refrain from eating cookies or you're not gonna go to the birthday party or something, that's not binding until you spell it out with your mouth. Chol sheivate hodem mishma, you have to pronounce it. Levate disosayim. But if you magdish something or you take a net, let's say they make an appeal and make up my mind, I'm gonna give $1,000. Then I can't change my mind later. That's binding belief. That's binding belief. So that's benatura. If you take a neder belave to bring a carbon. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk in the Rayam, Kol nidiv lev oyla seviu. Those who had pledged in their heart to bring a carbon oyla brought it to the Beis Hamikdash. When he built the second Beis Hamikdash, it goes there. So nidrei hegdash achal b'machshava, and in Shulchan Aruch we pasuk nidrei tzedaka also. Tzedaka has a lot of the dinim the same as hegdash. Tzedaka is also achal b'machshava. If you made up your mind, if someone's making an appeal and I'm tossing in my mind different ideas, should I give $10 or $1,000 or $100? I keep on changing my mind every half a minute. So then it's not binding yet. But if he made up his mind from the beginning to the end, he's going to give X amount of money, then it's chal b'machshava. Tzedaka is chal b'machshava. So min ha-Torah, the only neder that's chal b'machshava is hegdish and tzedaka. And with the Rabbanan, they said, any minik toiv, we treat it like hegdish and like stoker, that is binding me machshava, meaning is binding me tam neder me derabon. Yeah, so that's the shayla with the brocha. That's the shayla where they say brocha when you recite chatzi halam rosh chodesh. They quote that Rav Chaim Volozhin had the practice like many Sfardishik kehilas. Many Sfardishik kehilas, they don't say brocha at all on chatzi halam rosh chodesh. And some of them, the chazan says chatzi halam, the chazan says the brocha, and everybody says amen. The Yotze, instead of having everybody say a bracha, it's a shalom and bracha levatolam. So the chazan is the shegetz, and he says the bracha, and everybody says amen. Everybody says amen. On a yontif, there's no problem, so there's not a shayla. But on Rosh Chodesh, it's a shayla whether they should say a bracha. So they quote the Rav Chaim Volozhin had that practice, that whenever you say chatzi halal, out of deference for the Rambam, the Rambam holds you're not supposed to say a bracha. So he wouldn't, even though meaning by the Ashkenazim is we do say a bracha on Chatzial, we do say a bracha on Hadlokas on Neres on Erev Yom Kippur. So he would avoid it. He would have the Chazan would say the bracha and he would say Amen. He would rely on the Chazan's bracha. So they quote this kasha from the Sachat Shavar Rebbe. They quote, the Gemara said, the reason why you don't say Halal on Shabbos is because not Ikri Mayit. But Rosh Chodesh is Ikri Mayit, so how come you don't say Halal? So the Gemara says, Bunta Basias Malach. Shabbos is also Basiyas Malacha, but it's not called Moed. Rosh Chodesh is called Moed, but it's Mutta Basiyas Malacha. So that's why you don't say Halal Shalom, not on Shabbos, not on Rosh Chodesh. But if you have Rosh Chodesh, Cholias B'Shabbos, is both Moed and it's Igdish Basiyas Malacha. So why don't you say Gantz Halal? This Shabbos is going to say Gantz Halal because it happens to be Hanukkah. forget about all the days of Chanukah, say Gantzal. But any time, next time, another couple of months, going to be again Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So every Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, that was the kasha that the Sochet Shabbat Rebbe asked. And Shabbos Shudas Terebi, he said, there used to be a big guy in Baltimore, Rabbi Michael Forschlager. He used to learn Mechavrusa with the Avnei Nezer, as a teenager. He learned with Mechavrusa with the Avnei Nezer. And they say in Baltimore, he was just sitting and learning all day and all night, years ago. He probably died 50 years ago, more. Probably had more than 50 years ago. So now they're putting out more of his svarim. So he once printed this, by Torah, many years ago, he printed this, the Shalosh Shudas Torah that he heard from the Sochet Shabbat Rebbe. Why don't you say Halal Shalem Amish Chodesh Acholiyas B'Shabbos? Because it's both Igdash Basiyas Malocha and it's Ikri Moed. The way the Ramban said that Loi Igdash Basiyas Malocha means that the whole relevance of the Kedushas Hayayim Amish Chodesh is only in the Migdash. It's not relevant outside the Beis HaMikdash. So I think the whole Kasha falls away. The whole Kasha doesn't get off the ground in the first place. But he was asking the Kasha based without the Ramban. When you have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, how come you don't say Halal Shalem? So he said in his Shalosh Shudas Torah that the two Kedushas do not blend in to be one. It's Kedushas Rosh Chodesh superimposed on top of Shabbos. And Shabbos alone is not Mechayiv in Halal because it's no Chiyuv Simcha. It's not called Moed. And Rosh Chodesh alone is not Mechayiv in Halal because Lo Yigdash Basiyas Malocha. And it's not a new Kedushas Hayim, are both hyphenated, blended in together. It doesn't blend in together. So each one is separate. So therefore, there's nothing that's Mechayim. So that's what Rabbi Michal Forschlager printed this teretz. And then he wrote a whole mimer. Is that true? That Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the two Kedushas don't blend in together. So you're pointing out from the fact that you have a separate Nusach Atayot Sarta, instead of saying the Shabbos Dik Musaf and add on a parenthesis for Rosh Chodesh, or instead of saying the Rosh Chodesh Dik Musaf and add on a parenthesis for Shabbos, he's saying Gantz in a new nusach, and Gantz in a new nusach. So it might imply that the two do blend in together. Shabbos and Shchedesh do blend in together to be a new kedusha. Then you're going to have this kasha that the Sochet Shabbat Rebbe asked. How can we not say Halal Shalom? Okay, it's an interesting kasha. So at the concluding paragraph of the middle bracha on Shabbos Yontif, whenever you daven Musaf, you only have seven brachas. The Gimel Rishon is Gimel Achrayus. Then you have the one bracha in the middle, a bracha on Kedushas Hayom. So the concluding paragraph on Shabbos Yom Tov always is, "Lekeinu Lekeinu Seinu Ritzei." On Shabbos it says, "Ritzei B'Mlucha Seinu." Then you say, "Kadshenu Mitzvei Secha, Secha Keinu Mesora Secha, Sabenu Mitecha, Samchenu Mishora Secha, Mitar Lebenu Liovtecha B'Yemes." And then on Shabbos it says, "Hanchelenu Shabbos Kadshecha," and so on. Yom Tov say a different nusach. On Rosh Chodesh Chodesh B'Shabbos, so the concluding paragraph and all the sidurim that we use say, and you leave out the whole bakasha that you would normally say on every Shabbos and on every Yom Tov. What's going on? Why is it missing? Every Shabbos and Yom Tov said. So he thinks that it's a printing error. He says that if you look in the real Nusach Svarim, Siddur of the Eidot HaMizrach, not Nusach Svarim, Eidot HaMizrach, they have the whole Nusach, Kadshenim Mitzvah Sech, Mitzvah. So he recommends that one should say it. He told me that Rab Soloveitchik introduced it also in Maimonides in Boston, that you should say the whole Nusach, Kadshenim Mitzvah Sech, he can add it on. Every couple of months, you have a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. You should really add it on. In the concluding, I say v'tzei b'nuch ha'senu. So before you say v'chadish aleinu, you have a Shabbos hazeh, you should add on kachenim v'tzasecha. There's mamish missing for the nusach ha'tfilah. On Chanukah, the Chachamim, the Tanoi made a takana that you should include the alanisim in the davening. The Gemara in Bamemad Likin raises the question whether you have to introduce Alanisim in Birchas HaMazon or not. So the Gemara says you don't have to. It's not a hefsik. If you want to, you may. It's a reshus, but you're not mechuyev to, because you're not mechuyev to have a suda on Chanukah. You're not allowed to fast on Chanukah. It's listed in Megillah Sinus. It's a yontif on which there's a chiyev simcha, therefore you're not allowed to be mesana. But you can have a cup of coffee. You can have a vegetable, and it won't be a tainus. and you won't have to recite Birchas HaMazon. You just say Barnefashas. You won't have to mention Alan Nisan. So even if you do wash and you do have a meal on Chanukah, since they were never misakin it as a day in which you have to eat a meal, so you have to say Alan Nisan. On Purim you do have, on Purim there is a Chiyav Suda. Mishta v'simcha have a Chiyav Suda. You have to say Alan Nisan on Purim in the benching. The Magen Avraham has a machlokes achronim. What if a person benches on Purim and he forgot to say Alan Nisan? So some achronim have the opinion he's not yotzei the Suda. He has to repeat the benching. Just like on Shabbos and Yom Tov, if a person benches, if he gets Ritzei, if he gets Alevi Yavai, Gemara says he has to repeat the benching. Why? He's not Yotzei the benching. No, he's Yotzei the benching. He's not Yotzei the Suda. In order to be Yotzei the Suda, you have to be Kaveh the Suda in advance by saying Kiddush before the meal begins. You have to be Kaveh the Suda at the end, L'Shem Shabbos, by including Ritzei or by including Alevi Yavai in the Birchas HaMazon. And if you left that, would say left that Yalavi over, you were yotzei the benching, but you weren't yotzei the suda. So if you want, you can eat. You don't have to bench over. You can eat another meal, but you probably ate so much, you're ready to platz. You can eat another meal. So the Chacham HaMekel, they allow you to say benching a second time, even though you were yotzei the mitzvah Birchas HaMazon. They permit you to say benching a second time and to make sure that you say b'tzei Yalavi over the second time to be kaveh the suda the shem suda shams. So that's what some achronim hold, that on Purim, you're not yotzei, there's no kiddush in advance to be kaveh the suda l'shem sudas Purim, but the chachamim were kaveh, you have to say ala nisim to be kaveh the suda, because on Purim there is a chiyav suda. Chanukah it's a suda serishus, but on Purim it's a chiyav to have a suda. And so that's the Magen Avraham claims, the machlokes achronim is, can one fulfill the sudas Purim without washing for bread? If you can fulfill sudas Purim without washing for bread, then you could have said bar nefashos, and you wouldn't mention Alan Nisan and bar nefashos. So then even if you had bread and you're benching, you can't say Alan Nisan is ma'akeh b'di'evet if you could have been yotzei the Suda's Purim without washing. But the others hold you're only yotzei the Suda's Purim if you wash. You wash, you have to bench. Then you have to be kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda's Purim, by mentioning Alan Nisan. But on Chanukah, the Gemara says it's only a rishus. But in the Shmon Esrei, that's the Takanos Chachamim. They made a takana that you have to insert vi ala nisim.
That's what. Suda without making a mitzvah of washing, you still have to bench, no?
If what?
If you have a whole suda kva.
Yeah, if you have a whole meal without washing.
Yeah.
There's one time in the Mishnah says like that yeah, Rabbi Akiva holds like that. If you ate a whole filling meal, you have to bench, and we don't paskin like that. We paskin, you only have a chiyuv to bench. Eretz Shalav Miskenis Tachal Bo Lechem Echalta V'Savata V'Rachta goes on the Lechem. Only if you had Lechem. If you didn't have Lechem, you just say Bar Nefashos. Yeah.
Wash.
I don't think so. Erev Yom Kippur, it's not really Chiyav Suda. It's also to be Mesana, and you have to eat. It doesn't really say you have to have a suda. You have to be oichel. That's a big. The achrenim have a whole discussion. Bikivegan and Tziv and others in between them have a discussion. What's the mitzvah of eating on every Yom Kippur? Is it a mitzvah because the Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov? Really, you should eat on Yom Kippur, but it's a tonus. So you would say what you eat on every Yom Kippur. Or they say, no, the eating on every Yom Kippur is to prepare for the tonus. That's an afkamina, the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Is it only in the daytime, or is it even the night before Erev Yom Kippur? So that's a machlokes harishonim. That's the two minhagim. Whether on Erev Yom Kippur you say very brief slichas, or you say very long slichas. So by the Ekkes, they say 2 hours slichas on Erev Yom Kippur. By everybody else, they say 10 minutes. They say less than 15 minutes. Say briefly. So the Bi'ur HaGra explains, that's a shayla. Erev Yom Kippur we treat like a Yom Tov, that we have a mitzvah to eat. So Erev Yom Kippur only means the daytime Erev Yom Kippur, or even the night before. Because slichas you're supposed to say in the middle of the night. Here in America, no one says slichas in the middle of the night. Everybody says it after the sun rises already. But the real meaning of saying slichas on all the time, the meaning of saying slichas always was that you say the slichas at night. So that's a shaila, the night time of the day before Yom Kippur, the night of Erev Yom Kippur, is that also a Yom Tov? So you should be mekatzer in the slichas. Or do you say no? That the Yom Tov is only in the daytime. So that's the shaila. There's a Rashi in the beginning. Gaskuma said that, the machlokes and Rishonim. The mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is only in the daytime of Erev Yom Kippur in preparation for the Tanur. Whatever you ate on the night before is going to go out of the system already. By the time Yom Kippur comes, it's going to be so much later. It'll be that can't be to prepare for the Tanur. So if you hold Yom Kippur as a yontam and you really should eat, but you're not allowed to eat, it's a tonis, so you eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So you can say both the night and the day, it's a mitzvah to eat. But if you hold that the eating on Erev Yom Kippur is to prepare for the tonis, then it only makes sense if it's in the daytime. That's the big issue. There used to be in my neighborhood, we used to have Professor Levy. He taught political science in the City University. So he was a very colorful character. He was the brother-in-law of Eli Klein from Kirby Avna. So we had yeshiva guys who learned in Torah Das. So they were in his course in political science. So they were always asking for Rachmanes because they're busy learning. So they want to take the test later. They don't want to write term paper, whatever. So he would always ask him, what are they learning? He would always ask him a question he knew they wouldn't know the answer. He said, what kind of learning? You're not learning. So he said, once one of the boys said, what are you learning? He said, learning the beginning of Ksuvis. So he asked him that question. Is there a mitzvah to eat on the night before Erev Yom Kippur? Ooh, they didn't know. It happens to be a Rashi in the beginning of Ksuvis. So the guy didn't know. He said, what kind of learning? You're not learning. Yeah. That was one of his trick questions. But the Bir Agro quotes the Rashi. They quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, when you add on alanisim, here it has it, the vav in parentheses, vi alanisim. Mishnah Berurah says the correct nusach should be vi alanisim, because it's not like we'd say a yalav yavai, a paragraph that you insert here. It's an elongation of the moedim anachnu loch. We thank you. Number two, v'al nishmasein apkudas loch. Number three, v'al nisech shebchol yamimano. Number four, Bal Niflasech with the Vesech Shabchalis, Erba Vaikav Tzoroim. Then you say the Alanisim El Apurkan. Usually, all year long, when you're not saying Alanisim, so you sum up, Patov, Kilochol Rachamech, Ramachm, Kilosam Chasadecha, Yolam Kivinoloch. But when you're saying Alanisim, the Ramam has, you don't sum up and then you continue the Alanisim. It doesn't make sense. He says, after you have all these things with a Vav, no de Lucho, and it's a pity to say, Al Chayin Amsum Edecha, Val Nish Masena, Val Nisecha, Val Nif Lasecha, Vita Visecha, Shab Chalais, Eva Beke, Vitsa Harayim, Val Anisim Al Apurkan. And then after you said such a long Hoysofa, it's Mamish in making the sentence longer, then it's already so long, it doesn't make sense to sum up Al Tavik Al Ochal Arach Mecha, so that whenever you say Al Anisim, in the Shemana Esra, so the Rambam leaves out the last two lines, Al Tavik Al Ochal Arach Mecha, then you switch Val Kulam. But if you already said Hatav Kelo Harachmecha, it does make sense to add on Ve'al Anisim. So Leitchik spoke about the question that the Rishonim raised. How come when you say Alamichi, you don't mention Chanukah and Purim? How come you only have it Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos and Yom Tov HaChalamoed? You mention something in Alamichi, in the abridged form of the Birchas HaMozneh. How come on Chanukah and Purim you don't mention anything? So the different suggestions are given by the Rishonim. Why you don't mention? So he liked Chacham Avadya has a tshuva where he quotes he collected all the explanations that the Rishonim give, why you don't say. So Rav Soloveitchik liked the following one. Chacham Avadya quotes that too, among all the others. So he said, Alamichya is known as Me'ein Sholosh. It's the abridged form. Like on Friday night, Magen Avos is called Me'ein Sheva. It's the abridged form of the seven brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei. So Alamichya is called Me'ein Sholosh, the abridged form of the Birchas HaMozneh. So in the Birchas HaMazon, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you'd say as a separate paragraph, and you'd say Alav Yavai as a separate paragraph. So when you have the abridged form, Alamichya, you have to mention, you don't say the whole, it says the whole paragraph, the whole Alav Yavai is 10 lines. You don't say 10 lines, you say one line, you mention, you have one line, you abridge the whole paragraph of the Alav Yavai, you abridge the whole paragraph of it, say, in one line. But Ve'al Anisim was never an insert. It's not a whole paragraph. Ve'al Anisim, you made a longer version of the Noida Lecha. Noida Lecha Al Chayen Amsir Medecha Ve'al Nishmasen Ve'al Nisech Ve'al Niflasecha Ve'al Anisim Al Apurkan. You just made a longer Nusach. So Al Amichi is Me'ein Sholosh. It's the abridged form. The abridged form, so you leave the whole thing up. Because in the first place, it was never intended to be a separate paragraph. It was intended to be a harochas haidoya. He gave a longer nusach. So that you'd like to, he thought that was the correct explanation. Why you leave out in Alamichya, why you leave out Alanisim? Because Alanisim is supposed to be Bikitsa. Yet, on a regular Rosh Chodesh, when we learn Kriyas HaTorah, so the Gemara has a whole Esek, how do you give four aliyas? Because you read three paragraphs. The first paragraph is the Korban Tomid that has eight psukim. Then you have Yom HaShabbos has two psukim. Then Rosh Chodesh has five psukim. So how are you going to give four aliyas? So you're going to divide the eight psukim of Korban Tomid into two. So the Kohen gets four psukim and the lady gets four psukim. Then you have Yom HaShabbos only two psukim. So you can't give an aliyah less than two psukim. So you have to lay a third pasuk into the parsha of Rosh Chodesh. But then you can't stop within three psukim of a psukha or a stuma. So you're going to, but the last parsha of Rosh Chodesh has five psukim. So if you're going to lay three psukim into it, then you're only going to have two psukim left for the revi. So what do you do? So the Gemara has a whole mach like this, Rabbi Shmuel, how do you arrange it? So in the Shulchan Aruch it says that you're only laying the three parshias, the Tomid and the Yom HaShabbos, Rosh Chodesh, we only laid it when Rosh Chodesh falls out on a weekday. When Rosh Chodesh falls out on a Shabbos, you only laid the Yom HaShabbos, Rosh Chodesh. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. You look in the Gemara Megillah, where the Gemara has the whole sugya, is the Beferish not so? So Rosh Hashanah points out, so the Beferish Gemara that even when Rosh Chodesh Chalias B'Shabbos, also, you laid the whole story. The eight psukim from the Tomid and the two psukim from the Shabbos and the five psukim from Rosh Chodesh. So he said the Rosh Hashanah writes on Megillah in the back of the Gemara. He doesn't know where the Shulchan Aruch got it, but that's the common practice. Everybody does like it says in Shulchan Aruch that we don't on when Rosh Chodesh Chalias B'Shabbos, you don't start from the beginning. The eight psukim of the Parshas Tomid. So that's a big question. What's the mukkah? Because in the Gemara is beferish that even when Rosh Chodesh Chalias B'Shabbos, You also learn the whole story. Yeah, there is a Gemara in Brochas on Daf Chof. The Mishnah in Brochas that says that women are mechuyev to daven. Women are not mechuyev to recite Kriya Shema because Kriya Shema is a mitzvah. So say shehazman groma, but Shmoneh Esrei the women are mechuyev. So the Gemara says the way the old girsa in the Gemara was, there would have been room to argue the point and say that davening is also a mitzvah saseh shehazman groma. Because Shacharis has a specific zman, and Mincha has a specific zman, and Maariv has a specific zman. So each one of the three tefillah, and Musaf has a specific zman. So each one of the various tefillahs has its own zman. So everything is really a zman groma. So one could have argued the point where we should be potter. So Kamash Malon, despite the fact that it should have been a zman groma, since tefillah is rachmei, bakoshes tarochim, so the Chachamim made an exception to the rule. Even though it's zman groma, women are mechuyev. So Rashi crosses out the girsa. Rashi thinks that it's a mistake in the Kisvei Yad, because that rule, that women are exempt from mitzvah, says zman groma, is based on psukim mechumish, only applies to biblical mitzvahs that are in the chumish. A mitzvah midirabbanon is not governed by this rule. A mitzvah of the Rabbanon, there is no rule. It all depends how the Chachamim instituted the mitzvah in the first place. Did they institute it only for men, or only for women, or for men and for women? But the rule of Zman Grom and Nashim Turis doesn't apply to mitzvahs of the Rabbanon. That's where Rashi writes. Tosis points out the Rashi in Brochas, Daf Chof Amud Beis, and Tosis says that it's not correct. Tosis says that the girsa is correct, and Rashi crossed it out. Rashi's not right, because the Gemara is beferish that women are potter from saying Hallel on Yomim Tovim, and Hallel, Tosis says, we all know that Hallel is only with the Rabbanan on Yomim Tovim. Hallel is not the right, so there's no Pasuk. That's what Tosis writes. And nonetheless, Gemara says, women are potter from reciting Hallel. So you see that the rule applies even to mitzvahs with the Rabbanan. So Radovala Soloveitchi comes to defend the Rashi. Maybe Rashi always liked the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvah. Ramban suggests maybe Hallel is the right. The Rama makes fun of the Bahag. The Bahag wrote the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Sefer HaLochas Gedolos was originally composed as the Sefer HaMitzvahs to calculate Which are the 248 mitzvahs esei? Which are the 365 mitzvahs lois esei? Which are the taryag mitzvahs? And the Rambam disagrees with a lot of points in the Sefer Halachas Gedolos. So the Rambam makes fun of the Bahag why he included reciting of halal in the minyan mitzvahs. Everybody knows that halal is only by the Rabban. So the Ramban comes to defend the Bahag. So he says the Bahag can hold that halal is deraisa. Halal is deraisa, and he develops his whole theme. Halal is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of simcha, the simchas aguf, to eat and drink and be merry, and simchas hanefesh, to recite halal, and interprets that's what it meant in the Gemara, that Shabbos you don't recite halal because Shabbos is not ikri moed. So he says moed means a chiyuv simcha, Shabbos is not chiyuv simcha. That's all the Ramban. So the Rabbelba of the Soloveitchik says maybe Rashi's opinion is a halal ayantav is deraisa. That's why the women are exempt from halal. Whatever, Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and Tosfos has that the klal does apply. Mitzvah says agrama noshim pturis even applies to mitzvahs midrabbanan. And then Tosfos in a few mesichtas interprets Gemaras based on that assumption. The Gemara says that women are mechuyev in hesed in arbekoses because afen hay biyasanes. Women are mechuyev in mikra megillah afen hay biyasanes, and women are mechuyev in adlokas neres chanukah afen hay biyasanes. So what does the Gemara need a whole explanation for? Why is there a chiddush over here? So Tosfos said because even though all of these Haseba, Arbekoses, Mikra Megillah, Hadlokas Neiros Chanukah, everything is Midrabanan, but these are rules of Mangrama. So the rule should have been that women should have been Potter from a mitzvah as a Mangrama, even though the mitzvah is only Midrabanan. So that's what the Gemara tells us. No, these four are an exception to the rule. Why did they make an exception? Because Afin Hai Beir Sanes. But if not for that special reason, you would have said that women are exempt, that women should be potter from mitzvah says the Shazam, even if it's only a mitzvah midrabban. That's how Tosfos learns. So there's an interesting tshuva in the Chasam Sofer, the end of Chelek Arachaim. Somebody asked him Akasha, it says in the Chumash you have to wear tefillin. The purpose of wearing tefillin is L'mantia Taras Hashem Eficha, Kibiyot Chazok Hotziach Hashem in Mitzvah. That's what we say when we put on the Sholyad. When we put the tefillin, we stretch out our arm. We want to reminisce about the fact that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim with the Zohar and the Tuya. So they asked the Chasam Sofer, why are women not chayiv in tefillin? Afen hay biyasanes, if the purpose of tefillin is lezichon zohar hantuya, so we should say afen hay biyasanes. The women also had the hatzol of yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Chasam Sofer gives a teretz. Rav Soloveitchik used to say it over in the name of his father. He said the same answer as the Chasam Sofer, but he said it sharper in Lashonis that he coined expression. So he says, Chasam Sofer basically says exactly the same, but Rav Soloveitchik polished it a little bit with the terminology. So he said there are two different inyonim. One is Zechel HaNes and one is Pirsume Nisa. Tefillin is Zechel HaNes. Zichon Zohar Hantuya. When you see a Jew wearing tefillin, that's not the first thing that comes to mind, is Yitzias Mitzrayim Zohar Antuya. But when you have Arbekoses and Haseba, and the people are saying the Haggadah, there's Pesumi Nisa there. We're demonstrating a way B'necharim, we're explaining how did we become B'necharim. We're saying the whole story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Tchilu Abdeh, with the Zohar HaVaseinu, and some Tchilu Avonu Hayinu Lefarbe Mitzrayim, and so on. And the same thing, Mikra Megillah, we tell the whole story. So that's Pesumi Nisa. And Chanukah, we light the Neiris, and we tell the story. Haneiris Halalu. Rav Soloveitchik thought that Haneiris Halalu could be Miakid B'dieved. Every Sunday in Broyas, they have the big Hadlokas Hamanoira in Broyas. So my grandchildren from Eretz Yisrael are here. They're Yekis. Their grandparents used to daven Heshing. They used to daven in Broyas Gilas. I took them to Shul to see. So there, the chazan said, climbs up on a ladder and he says, the three brothers light some menorah. Then the choir sings Moses Tzur. Nobody says, I'm there as a long. Why is it? I don't know why. So Rav Soloveitchik, Moses Tzur is a piyut. He said, you don't say it, it's not miyaka. But Rav Soloveitchik thought, the mashmos of the Masechah Sofrim is that if you don't say, I'm there as a long, you're not yet see the hadloka. Because you want to have pisumi nisa. There's not enough just to eat the haseba, or to drink abukoises, or to light neiris. You have to tell the story of the Farsame Sanes. So on Pesach, you have the Haggadah, and on Purim, you read the whole Megillah. And on Chanukah, he thought that's what the Mashmos was. You have to say Bekitzer, you have to say Aneres Allah, you have to say something that it reminds us of the Nitzokhan and the Muhammad, and so on. So whenever, that's what the Chassam Sofer answers. Women are only mechuyach and have yes on this if the nature of the mitzvah is pisumi nisa. But if the nature of the mitzvah is zechel nes, then you don't apply afen ha'ibios on this. So then Rav Moshe Soloveitchik added on, and how can we know when any given mitzvah is zechel nes, when is it pisumi nisa? This the Chassam Sofer really doesn't have. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik added on, whenever you say the bracha shas anisim, so on mikra megillah you say shas anisim. Lokan Zeres Chanukah, you say shas anisim every night. Pesach night, when you have a seba and abakosis, even though we don't say shas anisim, but the Rishonim say that when we say Asher Yalono, Golas Avosenim Mitzrayim, etc., that's the equivalent of shas anisim. There's no need to recite the bracha shas anisim. It's covered with the bracha Asher Yalono. So that's what Moshe and Soloveitchik gathered on. That Afen Ohi Bersanes only applies when it's Pesumi Nisa. And when do you know it's Pesumi Nisa? When you say the Bracha Shas Anisim, then it's a simon that it's not only Zechel and Nes, it's Pesumi Nisa. They quote from Avelvela Soloveitchik that he had a comment on this, a very interesting comment. In the tour in Hilchas Purim, there's a discussion, it's relevant to Purim and to Chanukah. We say that women are Mechuyev. Usually women and Eved Kenayni have the same din. They're both potter from Mitzvah Sesesh as Magrama. The Gemara has psukim by women, that women are not Mechuyev to observe Mitzvah Sesesh as Magrama. And then there's a Gzereshava lo lo mi'isha. It says by the Eved Kenayni Chubsha lanitan lo, by Shivcha Charuf, it says the word law. And by the Getish, it says, because of Venasan, how does it say? Because of law, Sefer Krisan. Because of law, Sefer Krisan. The Gemara has a Gezer Shavah between Isha and Eved Kenayni. So we learn out from their Gezer Shavah, Lola Meisha, that just like women are exempt from its successor, Shaz Bagram, so too the Eved Kenayni is also exempt. The Achrayim are bothered with Akasha. That Pasuk by Eved Kenayni is talking about Shivcha Kenaynis, talking about a Shivcha Charufa. So Shivcha Charufa is a woman. So of course she's potter from Mitzvah Sesta Shazman Grama. How do you prove that a male Eved Kenayni is potter from Mitzvah Sesta Shazman Grama? That's a murderous kasha. That's a murderous kasha. The Rishonim asked the kasha also, but they don't really give a good answer. So the kasha is better than the answer. We don't know what the answer is. Lola Meisha, the Gemara has Lola Meisha and Gzereshava, that just like a Get Isha has to be written in Shema, because of Lost Sefer Kis, a Get Isha has to be written in Shema, so the Shtar Shechar Eved Kenayni has to be written in Shema. Okay. Achub Shalom Nitan Lo, he hadn't freed the Shivcha Charufa, hadn't freed her with a Shtar that has to be written in Shema. So you learn that Lola Meisha, just like a Get Isha has to be written in Shema, Shtar Shechar Nani also. But then you learn out, just like Isha is only Chayiv and Mitzvah Saseh Shaloi Azman Groma, so too Eved Kenayni is only Chayiv and Mitzvah Saseh Shaloi Azman Groma. But the Pasuk Chub Shalom Nitan Lo is talking about a female Shivcha Kenayni. How can you learn that to a male Eved Kenayni? It's a very strong kasha, but that's the Gemara learns it out in the same Zereshon. So in the tour in Ilchas Purim, there's a discussion when they say women are Mechuyev in Mikra Megillah, women are Mechuyev in Esteb and all this, Afanai Besanes, it only goes on women? Or it goes on Eved Kenayni as well. Is it only Avodim Meshuchrarim Amachuyev, or even Avodim Shenim Meshuchrarim? And Eved Meshuchar is a Ger. Of course, he's Chayv in all the mitzvahs, like anybody else. But what about an Eved Shenim Meshuchrarim? The exception to the rule of Afenai B'Esanis, did they only make the exception for women, or did they make the exception to the rule even Eved Kenayni also? So Avelvela Soloveitchik raised the following possibility. When the Gemara says that even though Heseba and Abakosis and Mikra Megillah and Logos Nerus Chanukah should have been considered a mitzvah saseh shahazman gram and nashim should have been pater, we don't say that they're pater. Doesn't mean it's an exception to the rule that made a special takana. Then it's a good question. Did the special takana apply to Eved Kenayni as well or only to Isha? But one could have read the Gemara differently. It's not really an exception to the rule. The way the Chassam Sofer said, it's not a mitzvah zechel anes, it's a mitzvah lefarsemus anes. What kind of a mitzvah is that? Pirsumi nisim. That's really the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. We have a mitzvah nigdashta besoch b'nei Yisrael. Whenever the Rabbanu Shel Olam does a big Yeshua, he does a Hatzolah. So we should be mefarsem it. We should advertise it so the whole world will recognize the existence of God in heaven above. That's the mitzvah of nigdashta besoch b'nei Yisrael. So the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem happens to be a mitzvah saseh shalei azman groma. This particular form of Kiddush Hashem, if I'm going to read the Megillah on Chanukah and light the Ner is Chanukah and Purim, I won't be yotzei. This particular form of Pesum in Issa is azman groma. But this mitzvah of Pirsum in Issa is a subcategory of the bigger mitzvah that's in the Chumash, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So maybe that's what the Gemara meant to say. It's not really an exception to the rule. Since the mitzvah to be Mefarsem Nisim is a part, it's a subcategory of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, so Kiddush Hashem is a mitzvah Saseh Shaloi Azman Groma, then of course Evik Nain is also Chayv. If we just explain why it's not Azman Groma, so you don't need a separate takana for the women. We're explaining why it's not Azman Groma. So the Avodim will be the same as the Isha. If it's a separate takana for the women, then you can negotiate, then there's what to discuss, whether it's the same or not. That's a big shaila in the Rishayim. Let's say a man does not know how to read the Megillah. A man is not well. So sometimes you have to have, here in the neighborhood, one of the Rabbanim was very sick at the end of his life, so his wife had to read the Megillah for him. They couldn't get a Baal Kerit read it. They didn't know when he's going to be awake, when he's going to be sleeping. So his wife had to read the Megillah. So that's a machlokes in the Rishayim. We say women are mechuyev in Mikra Megillah. The women mechuyev the same level as the men. So if they mechuyev the same level, so the woman can read the Megillah to be mitzi the men. Or do you say no? The chiyev of the women is on a lower level, not the same. So if you say like Rav Elbala raised the possibility that women are mechuyev because it's a subcategory of Kiddush Hashem, it's a mitzvah says the shalei azman groma, then the chiyev of the women is the same as the men. The whole discussion whether it's the same level or not, that's if you assume it really is as mangrom, and the women should have been put there, and the Chacham had to make a special takone, so maybe the special takone only applies to women, not to Evik Naini. Maybe the special takone is a lower level. But if you say the other interpretation that Rav Elbala said, the Gemara is explaining why it's not as mangrom, because it's a subcategory of the mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. So it's mamsh the same level here for the men and the women. There's nothing to distinguish between the two.
That
what?
She can be able to read any time.
Yeah.
Not because he's a
chola. Yeah, yeah. No, usually we avoid it because the halachas, the Bahag, the halachas Gedola says that a woman cannot be mitzi a man. So we really don't pass on like the Bahag. Right. But the Bahag was in Sefer Lochzel was written in the days of the Ge'onim. So Tessa doesn't want to write Sechaim. We have a lot of things in the Bahag. Like the Bahag is the one who came up with the Chiddush that if he missed Sefer Simon one day, you blew it and you can't say a bracha the rest of the time. So all the Rishonim disagree. So we really don't hold like the Bahag. We really don't pass like that. But out of respect for the Bahag, so we don't say a bracha. But if there's any other tzad lehakel, you're not sure if you missed a day. So you're not outright violating the sheet of the Bahag, then we're not worried about the Bahag. Because we really don't hold. The Bahag has a lot of these chidushim, and we really don't hold like them. But out of respect for the Bahag, we don't want to violate his opinion. So under normal conditions, we wouldn't have a woman read the Megillah for a man. But if you have a Shas HaTchak, we revert back to the Iker Adin. In the Shulchan Aruch, they quote a Braisa from the Shiltas. The Shiltas lived in the days of the Gaonim. The name of the yeshiva was Gaon Yaakov. And the president of the yeshiva had to be a fundraiser. Like the president of all yeshivas has to be a fundraiser. So some of them were, some of the outstanding ones were big Talmid Chachamim, and others were not. We had different presidents in Yeshiva University. Some of them were Goyim Adirim, and some of them were Balabatim. They're not all such big Talmid Chachamim. So the official, the Goyim were called Rosh Yeshiva's Goyim Yaakov. That was the official title. So Rav Achoy, who wrote the Shiltas, was never the Rosh Yeshiva, but he lived in the days of the Goyim. So he quotes a braisa, we don't have any other sons. Quotes a braisa, what do you do with the leftover oil? After Chanukah is over, you have oil in the container that didn't burn. So if you have oil left over on the first night, so use it for the second night. You have oil left over the second night, use it on the third night. Comes the eighth night, and you have oil left over, it didn't even burn for half an hour. It went out in the middle of the first half hour. So he says, you're not allowed to use it. You have to make a separate fire and burn it because you're not allowed to save it till next year because you probably will forget that this is hooked to the mitzvasa, and you're probably going to use it in a vegetable salad, and you're not allowed to use it for your own purposes, hooked to the mitzvasa. So this is very peladic. The Keren Oira asked the kasha, but the Olei Achronim asked the kasha. We usually have two categories of religious articles that divide into two categories, the Tashmishi Mitzvah and Tashmishi Kedusha. So if you have, let's say, a sukkah hooked to the mitzvasa, for the duration of Sukkot. After Sukkot is over, you can burn the whole Sukkot if you want to. On Sukkot, you can't destroy it. You have a lulav and an esrog. What do you do after Sukkot is over? You throw out the lulav and the esrog. You're allowed to use it for whatever you want. You don't necessarily have to save it till next Sukkot. After Sukkot is over, no longer hooked in the mitzvah. If you have a talis, kolzman, the talis is still usable, so it's hooked in the mitzvah, so you're not allowed to be mevazeh. If my wife buys me a new talis, and the old talis is so yellow and dirty, and I want to donate it to the shul, and the gabbai says he doesn't want it, I want to give it to a poor man down the block, poor man doesn't want it either. Nobody wants the old talis, so it's not going to be used anymore. So then a tashmishi mitzvah after the zman ha-mitzvah is up, so it's no longer hooked to the mitzvah. Kol zman ha-mitzvah hooked to the mitzvah, after the zman ha-mitzvah is up, it's no longer hooked to the mitzvah. So if you have tashmishi kedusha, if you have an old mezuzah, an old pair of tefillin, an old sefer Torah, even if it's so worn out that it's so puzzled, it's not even shaykh to correct it, it's impossible to fix it. Or you have an old mezuzah case, you have a plastic case, it's tashmishe kedusha, and then it broke and you can't use it anymore. So you're not allowed to throw it in the garbage, even though it doesn't have any shamus on it, because that's tashmishe kedusha. You have an old tefillin zekel, so that's tashmishe kedusha. An old talis is tashmishe mitzvah. So after the Zman HaMitzvah is up, you can throw it out. Tashmishi Kedusha, even after the Zman HaMitzvah is up, you're not allowed to throw it out. You have to bury it. You have to put it in Sheamus. So the Achrayim all ask on this Brisa that the Shilt is quoted. It doesn't make any sense. The Hadlokas there is Chanukah, is a Tashmishi Mitzvah. So after Kol Zman Chanukah, it's Hooks in the Mitzvah. And there is Alol HaKadosh Shemen, you're not allowed to use the Shemen for your own purposes. But after Chanukah is over, it should be like the Esrog after Sukkot is over. You throw it in the garbage, it no longer has a hook to the mitzvah. So it's a chiddush. The Brisa that the Shulchan quotes, a big chiddush, that we treat it as if we say, Haneris Allah l'Kodeshem. We treat it as if it's a Tashmishi Kedusha. We treat it as if it's like the Neris and the Beis HaMikdash. Neris and the Beis HaMikdash were Hegdash. Neris and the Beis HaMikdash were Hegdash. It's like a korban. So we treat the neris that we light, it's zecher the neris and the beis hamikdash, as if it's kodesh. That nusach haneris alo lekodeshem comes from the Masechet Sofrim, and Masechet Sofrim was composed in the days of the Geonim. Mogar Avram writes in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, Masechet Sofrim was written by the Geonim Eretz Yisrael. So it has a lot of minhagim that we don't follow. It has a lot of minhagim from Eretz Yisrael. And we follow whenever there's a chilufim in Hogam between Bnei Eretz Yisrael and Bnei Bavel, so we follow them in Hogam of Bnei Bavel. We don't follow them in Hogam from Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Bnei Eretz Yisrael used to finish the whole Kriyas HaTorah once every 3 years. We have the minig that we finish once a year. That was the minig from Bnei Bavel. Many other chilufim in Hogam also. We follow them in Hogam Bnei Bavel. So in the Bavli, the Gemara has a whole sugya in Bavli Madlikin. Is it also the Ishtamish La'ora in there? Are you allowed to read the newspaper with the light of the Chanukah menorah? So we pass, and you're not allowed to. So the Gemara asks, why not? It doesn't have any kedusha. And then the Gemara gives a whole explanation. It's bizay mitzvah. It's a bizayin to the mitzvah to use the Ner Chanukah to count money or to read a newspaper. So some Rishonim say, but if you're going to read a sefer, lower on there, maybe it is mutter. That's not a bizay mitzvah. We don't pass like that, but some Rishonim say like that. It's because of bizay mitzvah. So here, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to get hana. The Gemara, v'chi kedusha yesh bo, does it have kedusha? What are you talking about? And we say the nusach from the Masech HaSav, ha-nevus Allah l'kodeshen. We traded that it is kodesh. Against the Gemara. We don't follow the Gemara. This is a braisa from Rabbi Choy in the Shiltas, is quoting a braisa. Must be from the traditions of the Yerushalmi, like the Masech HaSofrim, that the Moses Shemesh Abiner, we don't treat it like Tashmish Mitzvah after the Zman HaMitzvah is up and it's no longer hooked to the Mitzvah. We treat it as if it's really Kodesh, as if it's the Neiris and the Beis HaMikdash. It's a big Chiddush.
Nasin Nes Lashashashan, the Apostle.
So just like the Nes was in the Beis Hamikdash and the Neris that was Mamish Hegdash, so when we light Neris, it's reminiscent of the Neris and Neris. We treat it as if it's Hegdash. We don't treat it like a Tashmish and Mitzvah. We treat it as if it's really Hegdash. It's a big Chiddush. So there's a Shach in Yerideya has a Kasha that runs as follows. We have a din in the Gemara, Eim about the Nisa L'chatchila. Let's say you have a pot of soup, you're cooking soup, and you know how much volume of soup you have, and then you want to give your mother, you want to give your shviga a heart attack. So you take a little chazeshmaltz and you pour in 2 drops of chazeshmaltz, and you know with your eyes closed that you have more than shisha. So the shviga is going to scream, "What are you crazy? What are you putting in?" So that's a din. You're not allowed to do that. Eim avat nisa l'chatchila. Even though you know in advance that you have shishim, you're not allowed to do that. That's the question whether that's a nisa deraisa, nisa derabanan. The Ravid's opinion, the Shach quotes, the Ravid's opinion is Eim avat nisa l'chatchila is a din deraisa, and we don't accept that Ravid. We hold that Eim avat nisa l'chatchila is only nisa derabanan, it's not a nisa deraisa. What happens, let's say, if you have an iser, let's say, have a little chazer schmaltz, in a pot, and by mistake someone pours the kosher soup into the pot, and you don't have shishim yet, and then you realize, what am I doing? I'm pouring the kosher soup into the pot with the chazer schmaltz. Now it's all treif. So now I just asid the soup, because I don't have shishim yet. If I'll fill the whole pot up with soup, then I know I'll have shishim against the few drops of chazer schmaltz on the bottom, but I don't have shishim yet. So if you already poured in a little bit, are you allowed to be merciful of olavatlam? So it says also not allowed to. Even if the yisr fell in accidentally into the heter, you don't have shishim, also the hosif olavatlam, you're not allowed to add more heter in order that it should be batal b'shishim. That's also a violation of aim about the nisr l'chatchil. So Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Mechaber, writes, based on the Gemara in the first perek in Beitza, if it's only an nisr derabanan, if you're not dealing with an nisr deraisa, you're only dealing with an nisr derabanan, also, there's a dinayim about the nisa l'chatchila. However, if the yisr derabanan fell into heter and you don't have shishim, you have, let's say, shloshim, arboim, you have 40 units of heter against the 1 unit of yisr, and now you realize you have a predicament, so you have to throw out the whole 40 units of heter, you have to throw everything out, it's all treif. So, it's going to be a hefset. So, if it's only to begin with, it's only an yisr, it's not chazer schmaltz, an yisr deraisa. Some kind of an Issa derabanan, and a ready heter fell in. It fell into heter fell in, and you're gonna suffer a hefsid. So in that case, if it's only an Issa derabanan, muta lahosif olav olavakli, you're permitted to add on more heter in order that it should be batal bishish. And the Rama disagrees. The Rama says that's only in a rare case in the Gemara and Beitza in the first perek. It doesn't apply. Doesn't apply in all cases. So there, the Shach has a kasha on the side of the page there in Yerideh. But it says in Hilchos Chanukah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this from the Shiltis, this Chiddush, that Moshe Shemesh Ebener, the leftover Shemen in the Chanukiah, after Chanukah is over, Moshe Shemesh is hooked to the Mitzvah, remains hooked to the Mitzvah, even after the Zman HaMitzvah is up, I treat it like Hegdish. And if it'll fall in, if you have Shishim against it, it'll be Batal. But if it fell in and you only have shloshim or abayim, you don't have shishim, it's not bottle. And also the hosif olav olavatli, you're not allowed to add on more. So the shach frek takasha, but Rabbi Yosef Kara paskins near a day. Whatever the whole isa to begin with is only an isa derabanan, and it fell into heter, and you don't have enough to be mevatelit, the mechaber paskin muta lahosif olav olavatli. So why does it say by Ner Chanukah, by the Shemen, Moshe Shemen Shemen, Ner Chanukah, if it fell into het and you don't have shishim, also the Hosu Levatla, it's only an Issa Derabbana, the whole Adlokas name of Chanukah is only with the Rabbah. That's the Shach's Kasha. So the Chavis Das, the Nesivis, has a safe and Yerida, the Chavis Das. Chavis Das has a famous answer, it's questionable whether it's correct or not. He says that whole idea that the Mechaber says, that if it's an Issa Derabbana to begin with, that's the simple reading of the Gemara in Beitza in the first parak. If it's only an Issa Derabbana to begin with and it fell into Heter, and you're going to be suffering a Hefsid, then it's Muta L'Hasav Olav Olavatlo. That's if you're talking about something that's only Osa B'Achila, but it's Muta B'Hanoa. But Shemen, of the Ner Chanukah, if it didn't even burn out the first half hour, Shem and the Ner Chanukah is also Bahanoah, not just also Bachila. It's also Bahanoah. So if I'm going to take Yisuri Hanoah and be Mevatla B'Shishim, I convert it into Muta Bahanoah, that itself is a violation of Yisuri Hanoah. I take something that's also Bahanoah and I wave a magic wand and I make it Muta Bahanoah. I pour in more heter and I make it that I have Shishim. So I take Yisur Hanoah and I make it into Heter Hanoah. So that itself is a violation of Yisur Hanoah. That's what the Chavis Das says. He thinks that since Shem and Shabbat Erechanik are not only Osa Bahil, Osa Bahanoah, the Mevatlet itself is a violation of Yisur Hanoah. Okay, so some are unhappy with the answer that the Chavis Das says. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has a beautiful essay on this topic, and he quotes a tshuva from the Beis Ephraim. Beis Ephraim was a businessman. Every so often we quote something. Beis Ephraim lived in the city Brod, in Galicia. So the rabbi at that time wasn't as famous as the Balabas. The Balabas wrote tshuvas for the whole world. He was a wealthy businessman. He wrote a whole bunch of swarm. Everybody uses all the swarm that he wrote. Mate Ephraim on Hilchus Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and the Shari Ephraim on Hilchus Kriyas HaTorah, and the Yad Ephraim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. Everybody uses all of his form. And the Rav in the city at that time wrote a Sefer HaChulin, the Lev Aryeh. Used to be a classic, now Nebuch nobody looks at it. Now the world is only looking for brisk, so he's not brisk. He has very good things, but it's not brisk. So the Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolius has a tshuva in the Beis Ephraim, where he says the following Wapra Vechidish. He says the obligation to light the Eres Chanukah is only Midirabbanan, the Chavis Agav is only Midirabbanan. But once you light the Eres Chanukah, it's a Kiyum HaMitzvah on the level of the Raisa. So the hooks in the Mitzvah says Ben HaTorah. Interesting. That's, if you say like Rav Elbele's suggestion, that whenever you have a Mitzvah that's Pesumi Nisa, it's really a subcategory of Kiddush Hashem. It's a Mitzvah Ben HaTorah to be mefarsam all the nisim that the Rebbe Shlomo does. When he dashed to himself in Israel, but he not only in this case, he thinks maybe all mitzvahs in the Rabbanon, even though the Chavis Agavra, the obligation to observe the mitzvah is only in the Rabbanon, but when you fulfill the mitzvah, it could be that constitutes a mitzvah on the level of the Raisa. So it'll be hooked to the mitzvahsam in the Torah. It won't only be hooked to the mitzvahsam in the Rabbanon. Very fascinating chiddush. It's a big chiddush. Rav Soloveitchik, and every so often, would quote the following. He has it in some of his published essays, also more than one of his published essays. One of the philosophers, one of the Jewish philosophers in the Middle Ages, has a lashon, Ha'over Ayin, the past is gone. The Ha'osid Adayin, the future is not here yet. Ba'hover, the present, it's only Keharif Ayin. It's a split second. So therefore, the Og Minayin, a poem. Hover ayin, ha'aser adayin, hover keref ayin, so dogim minayin. So he didn't like this lashon. Ha'aser ayin, the past is gone, the aser is not here. So he said, the hashkafas ha'Torah is not like this philosopher wrote. He says, the Jew likes to live in the past and in the future. We latch ourselves on, the klal Yisrael consists of all the Jews from the days of Avraham Avinu till Bias HaMashiach. A person can only live so long. Meshen Hussein Abraham Shivim Shana. Pasuk says in Tehillim, we have halachas based on that a person becomes bar mitzvah, Yud Gimel Shana V'Yamechad, Yud Beis Shana V'Yamechad. For a girl, you have to have Shana V'Simonim. You have to have Shtei Cyrus on the Eva Ho'erva. What if the boy or the girl, they don't have Shtei Cyrus? So if they reach the age of 20 and they have Simoni Island as a Simoni Isoris, then they become bar mitzvah as an island as a source. What if they reach age that they don't have Seimani island as a source? Island as a source, the whole body develops differently. But a normal person, the body is developing just as a Shtei Cyrus. So the person remains a cotton, he's not bar mitzvah until the age of 35. 35 is called Higiel L'Rav Shnaisa because the Pasuk says, in Meshen and the Sein of Bahem, Shivim Shana. Normal people live to the age of 70, Sal Pidin. When a person reaches 35, he's already over the hill. It's a Gilu Rav Shnaisim, so he becomes like honorary by mitzvah. He becomes a godly, he's Mechid Ben Atar to observe all the mitzvahs. So how long do you live? You mentioned Saint Abraham Shivim Shana. One of the people in Broyas just celebrated the 100th birthday, this past Shabbos. But how long do you live? You don't live so long. So if we want to live longer, so you latch yourself, we all belong to Klal Yisrael. So latch yourself on to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankiv, and you live with the Tanoim, and you live with the Rishonim. We talk about Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yitzchak Glili, and the Rambam, and the Ravid, and Rashi, Rabbi Nachman. We're always talking about their opinions. And latch yourself on to the future as well. We talk about Moshiach coming, we talk about Eliyahu Navi coming for Moshiach. So we stretch out our lives. We live in the past and present and in the future. The present is so brief. The present is very brief. So the Rishoyim say, let's eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow, Kimocha Namuz, we're going to die tomorrow. We want to live now. And the Tzadikim, Rishoyim HaFila B'chayim, Kruim Mason. Why? Because they only live for the moment. The moment is only a harifayim. And the Tzadikim HaFila B'misosam, Kruim Chaim. Why? They attach themselves to the past and to the future. The Gemara has a lashon when Rachel is pleading with Yaakov Avinu, Havali Bonim V'Mayin Meisa Anochi. Why is he going to be Meisa? Mishen Labanim Chashu Kemeis. Why is Mishen Labanim Chashu Kemeis? Because they only live in the past and the present. They can't extend into the future. They can't extend because they're not going to have any descendants. They're going to extend into the future. Strictly speaking, you can say you latch yourself on to Moshiach and to Eliyahu Navi, you latch yourself on to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael lives in the past and the future. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. We should always see, we live in a generation, everybody's becoming philosophical. So people think as if Avraham Yitzchak Yankov are concepts. The Rashba has a tshuva about that. In the days of the Rashba, people were reading the Mor Nevuchim, people were reading philosophy books. So some religious Jews came up with the idea Avraham Yitzchak Yankov didn't really exist. They're concepts. Avraham represents the concept of Chesed, Yitzchak represents the concept of Gvura, whatever. Yankov represents the concept of Teferis, a combination of both. They weren't real people. We don't believe like that. As far as we're concerned, they were real people. They were real people. And we live in the past. We live along with Avraham Yitzchak Yankov. We live along with the Tanoim and Amarayim. We live along with the Rishonim and Achronim. We extend our lives into the past. We extend our lives into the future as well. There used to be a fellow who called himself a Jewish philosopher in Eretz, Amos Oz. He died a few years ago. So he was anti-religious. He wasn't observant at all. So he, about the issue of the Harabayis, that the Arabs claim that it's a Malkum Kodesh, whatever, does that something to do with Muhammad? And the Jews claim that that's the Mokam HaMikdash. So it's a friction. So he said, what are you going to war over? Real estate? Give them the lousy real estate already. What do we need it for? Nothing meant anything to him. And then he said, Shankinuk, what are we always living in the past and the future? Always living with Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak and Yaakov, always talking about Aliyah, Navi, Mashiach. I want to live in the present. He wants to enjoy life. That's what the Rishayim say. They want to... We should eat and drink and be merry because tomorrow we're going to die. And the tzaddikim live in the past, the present, and the future. So there's such a concept that the Sfasemis has like this in his drushes for Chanukah. He says, all the Yom Tovim and Megillas Tainus all revolve about things that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. So if you have a Yom Tov Deraisa, there's no din that you're not allowed to fast the day before Yom Tov, day after Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to fast. Because it's a chiyuv simcha. If name lachem, you're allowed to fast. But the Yom Tovim and Megillas Tainus, you're not allowed to fast the day before, and some of them you're not allowed to fast the day after either. So the Gemara seems to give an explanation. The simple reading of the Gemara, where is an explanation? Why? Because a Yom Tov Deraisa says in the Chumash, everybody knows that. So if we'll allow people to fast Yahrzeit, whatever, the day before, the day after, they will not come to violate the din. They're not going to fast a Yahrzeit on Yantav. Everybody knows Yantav is a pasuk in Chumash. But the Yom Tov and Megillas Tainus is only Divrei Sofim. It's only Dinim the Rabban. It's a Divrei Sofim Nit Chizuk. You have to be Mechazik to make sure that people shouldn't violate it. People are going to be more careful with Dinim the Raisa. So that's the simple explanation that it sounds in the Gemara. The Gemara said that's why the Yasid Lefneim and Achreim, because it's only with the Rabbanan and Divrei Sofim Nit Chizuk. So this Vasemis, I don't know, maybe he's interpreting the Gemara. I don't know, he sounds like he's giving a different explanation. He says, because the Beis HaMikdash gives Klal Yisrael a chiyus. And this chiyus is not only this mantra, Beis HaMikdash Kayam, it's even an anticipation of building the Beis HaMikdash. We have Mizmishu Chanukas Habayis Lidovid. David HaMelech, it says in Tanakh, every time he would be successful in battle, he would take all the precious metals and be magdashit, because he wanted to build a Beis HaMikdash. I take the gold and the silver and the copper, everything that was precious. And sometimes the precious things were from Avodah Zarah, so he would get a goy to be mevatel Avodah Zarah, make it mutabana, and then he would dedicate it, as he would be magdashit for Beis HaMikdash. He was making all the hachonis to build a Beis HaMikdash. And then the din says, l'shichna sidushu, you have to build a Beis HaMikdash, drosh al pi novi. You have to get authorization from a Novi. So he went to the Novi, he wanted to get authorization. The Novi tells him, no, Dam Rab Shafachta, you killed a lot of, he killed Palestinian terrorists. He did a big mitzvah. He killed the Plishtim who were terrorizing Eretz Yisrael. But he said, the Novi told him the Beis HaMikdash has to be built by an Ish Shalom. When I said to Shalom on Mokam Hazeh, the Beis HaMikdash is called a Mokam Shalom. And the Navi told me he's going to have a son Shlomo, he's going to be in Yisholm, he's going to be peaceful during his reign, he's going to build a Beis HaMikdash. And you can't be mechanach the Beis HaMikdash in advance. Yeah, ein mechanach Beis HaMikdash, ele b'shas gemar asiya. So David HaMelech wasn't permitted to build a Beis HaMikdash. What's he composing? Mizmashir Chanukas Labais LeDavid. He was so in anticipation of building the Beis HaMikdash, he was so excited, he already composed a mizmar to be recited on the occasion of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis HaMikdash doesn't only give Klal Yisrael Chiyus Bizmancha Beis HaMikdash Kayam, it has a hashpa even in advance, because we are in anticipation of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And then after the Beis HaMikdash is Chorev also, the Gemara in Menachos quotes the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. How does it say? Tzion Darish Ein Lo Mechlad Dabay Drisha. Even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we should really try to do things Zecher LeMikdash. We should try to reminisce about the way things were done Bizman Shel Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim. So we should, the Hashpo of the Beis HaMikdash not only applies Bizman Shel Yes Beis HaMikdash, even in advance of the Beis HaMikdash, Lefanav, and even LaAchrov, the Beis HaMikdash still has a Hashpo. So that's what the Sfasemes writes Aloshin. That's why the Yamim Tovim Derabbanan is also to fast even Lefneim LaAchreim. Because all the Yamim Tov in the Rabbanon, the Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, in the Sugya Megillas Tainus, all the Yamim Tov that they added on during the Beis Sheni period, they all revolve about the Beis HaMikdash. It all talks about the Hashpah of the Beis HaMikdash. The Hashpah of the Beis HaMikdash is even the fun of Eliyachrov, in anticipation of building a Beis HaMikdash. And after the Beis HaMikdash is Chorv, it still has a Hashpah. So many of the mitzvahs, from the 248 mitzvahs essays, as some of the money on mitzvahs write, that we only have less than 100 apply Minat Torah today on the level of the Reis. So many in the mitzvahs only apply Bizman Shel Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim. We're so used to it. It's almost 2,000 years we've been living without a Beis HaMikdash. So we think that Judaism is the way we observe it. But we're missing so much. So much of the mitzvahs of Torah evolve about the Beis HaMikdash. Our continued observance of Chanukah today is not Al Shem HaOvar. The Gemara said the next Chanukah occurred 204 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni. So for 204 years they were observing, they were celebrating Chanukah in commemoration of the Nes that happened. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was a big debate whether they should still continue to celebrate all of these 25 Yomim Tovim on Megillas Tainus. So it was a machlokes from the time of the Churban Bayis, from the year 70 till deep into the Tkufas HaMoraim. And then they finally came up with the psak, the maskana was, all the other Yom Tovim bottle except for Chanukah and Purim. Why are Chanukah and Purim different? So the pashtus is because Chanukah, they were told in advance that the building of the second Beis HaMikdash will lead to the third Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash was very shvach ha-maisis. There was machlokes throughout from the tzdukim, and there were periods of time they were bringing the karbonis improperly on the wrong day and the wrong karbonis. Everything was shaloike din. And everything was shvach. And the psukim say in Tanakh, it says in Ezra, Nehemiah, and it says in Chagai, Zechariah, it says that whole tkufa. It says the old timers remembered the first Beis HaMikdash and they were crying. This is a fake, this is an imitation, not a real Beis HaMikdash. So the Nevi'im were mechazik them, Chagai, Zechariah, Malach, all three, those were the three Nevi'im that they had, the only three Nevi'im they had. The Baruch Hashem was angry at Bnei Yisrael, why they didn't want to return back to Eretz Yisrael. So the three Nevi'im were mechazik them. And he said, this second Beis HaMikdash is a similar double, there's going to be a third Beis HaMikdash. This is just a Haskalah. So the continued celebration, the continued observance of Chanukah today is really Al Shem HaOsid. We are celebrating in anticipation of the third Beis HaMikdash. And it's interesting, the Gemara says on the occasion of the Nitzochen of the Chashmonaim, they had to make a new Mizbeach, because the old Mizbeach was used for Avodah Zarah purposes, and they had to make a new Menorah. So the Gemara says, if I come into your house and I designate your table, I start to worship your table. So there's a rule, Ein Anam Asa Dovash Ein Shaloi. So what do I care that people use the Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah purposes? It doesn't belong to them. How do they have the right? I can't designate your furniture as an Avodah Zarah, that it should become Asa Bahano. So the Gemara says, a pasuk. The Gemara says, it should have been like that. But the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Yecheskel, a bobo preetzim mechilalu. When the preetzim come and they use the Beis HaMikdash for secular purposes or for Avodah Zarah purposes, so the motziyat lechulin. So it no longer belonged to Hekdush, it belonged to the one who was motziyat. So that daf in Avodah Zarah, daf nun beis, is the famous machlokes, the Balamor and the Ramban. Who are the preetzim? The preetzim, the Yevonim, or the Jewish misyavnim? So the Balamor holds the preetzim is only the Jewish misyavnim, not the Yevonim. If the Goyim would have used the Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah purposes, they wouldn't be able to pass them. It's only when a Jew is Moel Behegdash, he's Moetzi L'chulin. So Meel Behegdash is B'shoigek, and this is B'mezit. So here there's a new din, even though it's B'mezit, since they use it for Avodah Zarah, Obova Pritzim Mechila, but it's only the Misyavnim. So the Chachamim really made a Yontif when they were Menatzech the Misyavnim. This was a Purim is a Yontif because they're Menatzeach against the Nochrim. It was a conflict between the Jews and the Nochrim. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out in the Shmoneh Esrei we have two brochas. We have Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha right after Atachayinu L'Adam Das. The uniqueness of man is that man is created B'Tzel HaMalakim. We have Chochma. So the first brocha in the Bakoshes is Chanen Mitcha De'a Binam Haskel. Give us Chochma that we should be able to be human beings. Then we say, Hashemayin Abinu Sarasecha, Adam Arishim was given the Kerach of Tshuva. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us the ability to do Tshuva. Then Slaplano, forgive us for all the sins that we did. So we say, Hashemayin Abinu Sarasecha, we're asking for everybody. Baruch Hashem should give everybody the ability to do Tshuva. Then later on we have a bracha, V'la Malshinim Alti Hittikva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'shoi V'roivim Rachni Azedim. Isn't there a contradiction between the two brachas? Hashemayin Abinu Sarasecha, not just for ourselves, we're asking for everybody. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give Bnei Yisrael the ability to do tshuva, and then we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu should destroy all the Rishon. So the answer is, the Gemara says that Rab Meir had trouble from the Apikursim in his neighborhood, and he wanted to dive into the Rabban Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should wipe out these Apikursim. So his wife Ruria said, instead of praying that they should die, once you pray they should be chayzer b'tshuva. So he accepted what she said. So he said it based on the pasuk. I would say, it doesn't say Yitam Achotim, it says Yitam Achotim Velochotim. So people translate the Gemara incorrectly. They say Yitam Achotim, the sins should end. And once there won't be any sins, so Mimela, there won't be any Bali Aver. So the Nesivus writes in his Sefer on Drush and the Nachlas Yankov, it doesn't mean that. Chatoim goes on people. Chatoim goes on people. There's a difference between Achote and Achato. Choyte means a person who became a physical embodiment of sin. He's so arangevartzelt in sin, he's a physical representation of sin. Hitler. You say the name Hitler means he epitomizes sin. He says Stalin. Kula sin. Other people, they do mitzvahs, they are there. Good things, bad things. A balavera. A balavera is like, you say, there's a bar mitzvah and a balavera. In Yiddish they say, a husband can get divorced from his wife. So a person doesn't have there is a bala there. He's married to the other. He can get divorced. A bar mitzvah is a child. A child, he can't get divorced from the mitzvah. Because Jews are a bar mitzvah. They're not balei mitzvah. Yeah. So we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should give us all the ability to do tshuva. We're asking for all the Rishonim in the world also. V'la malshinim is those people who are chatoim. They're a physical representation of sin. Those people are terrible. So we pray HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should wipe them out. So to make a yontav of Purim that we had in Nitzochan against the Nochrim, that wasn't that difficult for the Chacham, even though the human beings, but that wasn't so difficult. To make a yontav of Chanukah, because they had the V'la Malshinim as a tefillah against the Jewish Malshinim, not a tefillah against the Goyim. This is a tefillah against Elisha ben Avuya. The Yerushalmi says, Elisha ben Avuya masa to the Roman government how to destroy the Jewish people. He was a Tana, then he gave up the whole Emunah, and then he was advising the Roman government how to make Zeres against the Jews to break their religion, that they'll collapse, the whole Jewish religion should collapse. And the Tanaim composed this tefillah against the Jewish Falam al Shinim, against the Jewish Apikursim. So this, the Yontav of Chanukah was also a Yontav because they were Menatzeach against the Misyavnim. That was really a heartbreaking thing, but they felt that they had no choice. We should celebrate the Chanukah in anticipation of the building of the Third Beis HaMikdash. We should also all try to live in the past and in the future, not just in the past. Afeel Chanukah.